There's always a comforting feeling when you head into Week 17 knowing that you're playoff bound. That was the case for the Chiefs after 9 victories in a row. Just because they were playoff bound didn't mean their work was over. The AFC West crown was still up for grabs. 10 wins in a row would be a franchise record, and you knew the last thing they wanted was for the Raiders to end their season with a win at Arrowhead Stadium.
Chiefs, 9 wins in a row. This franchise has never won 10 in a row. They can do that today if they beat Oakland.
We dominate as one unit, one family, one team, man. Fam on 2-1-2, bam!
And so here we go. Chiefs in the playoffs trying to get a home game and win the division today with a little help.
Chiefs are in an I formation set. Play action fake by Alex Smith. Comes into the flat near side. Pass is caught by the sausage. Sherman on a fire pass.
Third down and 8. Smith has time. Near side, he's got the tight end Kelce. Looking for that first. Surges forward and he's got it.
No score in the pocket on first down. Quick out left side to Macklin. Plenty of room and out of bounds at the Oakland 25.
Jeremy Macklin has been extraordinary. He's fit in a big way and really added some juice to this Kansas City offense.
Smith on the fake. There's Macklin. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And Macklin finds the sweet nectar of the end zone. Once again, his 8th touchdown this season.
Alex Smith and Sharkhandrick West accounted for a combined 1,132 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns in 2015. And the threat of their running ability paid off here. Smith faked a zone read to West, causing Raiders inside linebackers Malcolm Smith and Ben Heaney to charge forward, creating a gaping hole in the Raiders' zone. Smith's target was Macklin, running a post out of the slot. While it's common in the NFL for teams to line up their top receiver to the outside of the formation, Macklin's alignment in the slot allowed him to target a weaker part of the defense. Instead of the Raiders' number one corner standing across from him, he faced outside linebacker Khalil Mack, whom he easily cleared before making his break and catching the ball in stride for 6 points.
8 plays, 80 yards, Macklin's 8th touchdown of the year. That was almost too easy.
The Chiefs finished the 2015 season ranked 8th in the NFL in rushing defense, holding their opponents to an average of just 98 yards per game. That trend continued throughout the Raiders' first drive, as they rushed for just 2.3 yards per carry. But where the Chiefs' defense really made its mark in 2015 was in their opponent's backfield.
Carr in the pocket, trying to redirect his receivers, now being chased by Parker, who hits him from behind.
Ron Parker came on the corner blitz, and he's done that a lot this year as Parker.
Since coming to the Chiefs in 2013, Ron Parker has proven over and over to be a reliable and versatile option in the defensive backfield. He contributed on special teams from day one and has started at seemingly every position in the Chiefs' secondary. But the area in which he's proved to be most proficient has been rushing the passer. In his first game at Arrowhead, he sealed the Chiefs' victory by sacking and stripping Tony Romo. And he's consistently been a thorn in the sides of NFL quarterbacks ever since. Parker's sack here gave him 7 in his career, an impressive statistic for any defensive back, and good enough for the most all-time for a DB in Chiefs history.
That's a great feeling, man. Coming into the game, I knew I was close, but I was playing with Bob earlier in the week, telling him I'm like 1 sack away from getting the record, so I tell him he need to dial up some blitzes for me so he can get it. We kind of laughed around the joke, but we got the job done today, and I got that 1 sack.
While the Raiders were stalling in their own backfield, the Chiefs' offense was getting into high gear.
Single high safety for Oakland. That's Woodson. Alex Smith scrambling to his right. He will run it. 20-yard line, 25, headed towards Andy Reid in friendly territory, and he's got a first down.
Fake the run, going to throw it again. How in the world was that complete? Albert Wilson wrestling it away, but he's got the catch.
High formation set. Where? Hole left side, 35-yard line, breaks a tackle and drags a Raider to the 49-yard line.
Chiefs have converted both third downs today. Smith trying to do again. This is going to be close, but I think a little short.
Now it's 4th and 2, and I think the Chiefs might go for it here.
They're going to get a measurement, but he sent his offense right out there. Andy Reid coaching aggressive today.
And so a 4th and 1. West the tailback. Change up and go pistol. Smith going to run for the first. That's tough to defend with his speed, and he picked it up.
Back to the Utah Ute playbook. They ran a speed option away from the trips formation, gain of 6 and a Chiefs first down.
Here, the Chiefs started their pre-snap progression with Alex Smith under center and in an I formation, with Travis Kelce and Demetrius Harris lined up double tight on the left side of the formation. As Smith called for motion and transitioned into the pistol, Kelce, Harris, and Sherman broke out into a bunch formation split out wide. The move from the power eye to the spread allowed the Chiefs to make better use of Smith's speed. As the option developed, Smith read the linebacker, Khalil Mack, who over-pursued toward West, allowing time for Smith to find a lane and pick up the first down.
You know, you got Kels over here, so you know the tension goes to Kels, so then you got J-Mac on the other side, so they have to balance it out. And we got him with that. Alex, you know, do what Alex do, and had a big heart and ran for the first down.
Play action fake. He'll throw him to the nearest boundary for Conley. Makes a leaping catch at the 21-yard line of Oakland. A gain of 16 yards.
And so a first and 10 from the 21. That's Macklin in motion. He gets it on a jet sweep, looking for blocks. Good move. Macklin inside the 5.
This offense has really been fun to watch. The West Coast mixed with some trickle-up stuff from the college level.
The Chiefs used the jet sweep action to get Jeremy Macklin in space for the big 18-yard run. Tracking him across the formation was Raiders corner T.J. Carey. But in releasing two tight ends to block for Macklin, the design of the play gave the Chiefs numbers downfield and plenty of room to run. On the very next play, the Chiefs used the jet sweep once again.
West is playing fullback in front of Ware in an offset position. Trap play, left side, Spencer Ware, touchdown! Kansas City, his sixth touchdown this season. And the Chiefs have two touchdowns on their first two drives of the game.
This time, the Chiefs brought Albert Wilson across the formation before the snap. Whether by design or due to confusion, two different Raiders players reacted to Wilson's pre-snap movement. This left a gaping hole in the middle of the defense. And the handoff counter to Spencer Ware hit them where it hurt the most.
Two possessions, two touchdowns, Kansas City.
So the Chiefs jump out to this 14-0 lead, and you're really seeing success on both sides of the ball at the beginning of this game for this team.
You are, and Pete, the offense came firing right out of the gate, and that's exactly what you wanted to see from them. First offensive drive, 8 plays, 80 yards, culminated with that 25-yard strike from Alex Smith to Jeremy Macklin. That offensive drive, that's exactly what you wanted to see. They had 5 plays that went for at least 10 yards, 4 passes, completed to 3 different guys. That's what you want to see from the passing game. And then on the second drive, they backed it up again. And that was a little bit more with the running game and Spencer Ware, but that second drive, 12 plays, 87 yards, finished with that 3-yard touchdown run that we saw from Spencer Ware. But you look at a close game, and we ultimately saw a pretty close game late. You look back at what were the differences. Well, early in the game, this quick start ended up being a big difference in this game.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
It's a 15-yard snap here. A little bit shy of that to get this put away. It's blocked! It is blocked for a safety for Kansas City!
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface, official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you. In division rivalries, anything can happen. Teams circle those two matchups on the calendar each year, and the extra focus can make it seem like you know your rival better than anyone else on your schedule. Here, Raiders corner David Amerson seemed to know exactly what was on Alex Smith's mind.
It's Albert. Throw it again. Outside, and that is going to be intercepted, and it's going to be a touchdown. David Amerson.
This is a long throw that Alex Smith is trying to execute from the far hash, throwing the out route. Amerson simply reads the eyes of Alex Smith and breaks on the ball, makes a great play, but just an ill-advised throw for Alex Smith, who usually is so sure with the ball, protects it so well.
You can lose your game real easy, you know, especially this time of year, especially a pick six. Easy to go into a shell, easy to get cautious. Yeah, you got to fight that.
David Amerson's instinctive interception
put the Chiefs in a precarious position for the first time that afternoon. But the Chiefs' defense, with a few instinctive players of their own, had their answer.
Two sacks on this series by Kansas City. And now Marquette King with the line of scrimmage, the seven. It's a 15-yard snap here. A little bit shy of that to get this punt away. It's blocked! It is blocked for a safety for Kansas City!
DJ Alexander comes in, gets the block, and they pick up 2 points.
Throughout the 2015 season, Raiders linebacker Ben Heaney consistently filled the same role for the Raiders punt unit as a blocker on the right edge of the formation. On this play, Heaney inexplicably ran downfield immediately after the snap, as if the play was designed to be a fake. This left Chiefs linebacker DJ Alexander a clear path to the punter. The rookie special teamer was not caught off guard, and he used his athleticism to secure the block and 2 points for the Chiefs.
It confused me because 51 got out quick. He just went out like a pat, like he was doing a pass.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Raiders struggled all day to contain the Chiefs' offense, allowing an average of 5.2 yards per play. Going into the second half of the third quarter, not much had changed.
Alex Smith in the shotgun. Handoff West, trying to go left, breaks one tackle, dives forward to the 48. Chiefs stay in the shotgun. Smith to throw in the pocket. Being rushed, now flush to the right side, headed for the boundary. He'll move upfield and dives forward in front of the Chiefs bench.
This the third and four. Pressure, Smith going that way. There's a catch. Macklin's got it. Still on his feet to the 30. And there's a flag back by the quarterback where Khalil Mack stands with his hands in the air.
Roughing the passer, defense number 52 with contact to the head of the quarterback.
And the Chiefs have first and 10 at the 15-yard line of Oakland.
Take advantage of it now.
Where in the game at tailback, but they'll throw it. Smith going. End zone. What a catch. Touchdown. It's Harris.
And a terrific catch. The former basketball player never had 6 points for a rebound until now.
Before his career with the Chiefs, Demetrius Harris was a college basketball standout at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. His above-the-rim ability and 6 foot 10-inch wingspan were a part of what made his first NFL touchdown possible. The Chiefs lined up with Travis Kelce and Jeremy Maclin to the right side of the formation, and Albert Wilson and Demetrius Harris mirroring the formation on the opposite side. While Maclin, Kelce, and Wilson were all covered by defensive backs, Harris was left one-on-one against Malcolm Smith, the Raiders' inside linebacker. As the play began, Smith looked to the right side of the field for Maclin. This caused veteran safety Charles Woodson to move a few yards towards Macklin's route, putting him a step behind, being able to help over the top in the middle of the field. Harris quickly gained a step on his defender, and Alex Smith threw a dart high over Harris's left shoulder, where only he had a chance at the ball. The former basketball player outleaped the former Super Bowl MVP Smith for 6 points, and one of the more spectacular catches of the season.
Felt like, you know, those guys were overplaying, Jeremy and Kelce, and we had those two lined up on the same side there, and felt like Woodson, you know, kind of overplaying it, and felt really good about that matchup, you know, and he made a heck of a play. And that's a really, really good catch.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Carr in trouble. Down he goes. It's loose.
The Chiefs' offense had been efficient all day, scoring quickly and often. But with a 13-point lead and 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the time of possession became just as important as points. After a season-long 8-minute and 50-second drive took care of the first part of the equation, a 38-yard Cairo Santos field goal was all that was between them and a commanding 2-touchdown lead.
Santos gets this away and puts it on. And we have a penalty flag.
Holding. Offense number 87. 10-yard penalty. Repeat. Fourth down.
Now it's a 49-yard attempt by Santos. And now it's an aborted snap. It's going to be a fake. They throw it to the near side to Sherman. So the Chiefs try a fake field goal here, evidently. As Andy Reid looks at Dave Tobe and go, is that the call?
We're just going to punch it. And the center didn't get the call. So
direct snap into the holder. It looked ridiculous, to say the least.
In over half of the Raiders' wins, the go-ahead score came in the fourth quarter or later. The Chiefs' failure to extend their lead to two touchdowns left the door open for one of the most dangerous fourth quarter teams in football.
Four-man rush. Carr in trouble, gonna run. Why not? He's been sacked five times. Needing scores and needing them quickly. Carr, pressure. Hit as he throws, going deep. Crabtree, got it! Touchdown! I mean, Crabtree, I think, literally threw Peters to the ground. No call, but it's six for Oakland.
Peters was clamoring for offensive pass interference against Michael Crabtree. But they're going to say that Peters lost his footing and Crabtree gets the touchdown.
The Chiefs would only need a first down on the ensuing possession to put the game away. But the drive stalled. A quick three and out left precious time on the clock and another chance for the Raiders.
Got to go 89 yards for the win and a minute 34. Four-man rush. Carr. Been sacked five times. Looking for some help, fires a dart, and it's complete to Murray. He does not go out of bounds, though.
23-17 Chiefs. Carr to throw, over the middle. Catch made at the 24, but an immediate hit. It's on the clock, inside of a minute now.
In the NFL, teams generally look towards their top players to close out games. But by week 17, the Chiefs' top players were in short supply. So as was the case all season long, in the biggest moment of the game, the Chiefs would just be looking for the next man up.
Carr in trouble. Down he goes. It's loose. Frank Zombo, the guy with the forced fumble.
10 seconds. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Chiefs 23. Raiders 17. Can Carr get a playoff? 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. No, the game's over. They don't get the snap off in time. The Oakland Raiders lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs started 1-5 and now have won 10 consecutive games to close out the season.
Who would have predicted that one?
We're going to run through this the way we're supposed to, like we said from day one, man. Let's go, man. Bam on three. One, two, three. Bam!
So the Chiefs get this 23-17 win over the Oakland Raiders on a day when the defense really had to control Derek Carr and this Raiders offense.
And that's exactly what they did. Raiders offense finished with just 205 yards of total offense. They went 3 of 14 on third down, which is exactly what you want to see from the Chiefs defense. But this is what we saw from the Chiefs defense throughout the entire season against division opponents. They allowed just 7 touchdowns passing, had 12 interceptions and 20 sacks in those 6 games against division opponents. It's exactly what you want to see is a dominant performance like that from the defense.
A dominant performance that was the Chiefs' 10th win in a row, and that's a franchise record, BJ.
It was, and anytime you win 10 games straight, it means individually guys are playing pretty well. We actually saw 3 individual records broken in this game as well. We talked about Ron Parker picking up his 7th career sack, most by any Chiefs DB in history. You look at Jeremy Maclin, the receiver, his debut season in Kansas City, picked up his 87th reception in this game, and that was a franchise record for a receiver in a single season. And then Marcus Peters, so many records, so many plays that he made, but early in the second half had a pass defense on a pass attempted for Michael Crabtree, gave him his 26th of the season, led all defensive backs in the NFL, or one of the reasons that he was the NFL's defensive rookie of the year. Spectacular play by him. What more can you say about 10 straight wins?
10 straight wins would make the Chiefs the hottest team entering the NFL playoffs. They would play down in Houston for Wild Card Weekend. You can catch that next time on Chiefs Replay.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface, official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Boss Power Trap.